I think we've all seen this particular page a lot in the last weeks and month. We're changing numbers, of course. But do we know how we actually got to these numbers that we see on this page? Well, this one seems to be the most intuitive because you would think that you know if someone died. But we still have to confirm that someone who died of a respiratory disease actually died from COVID. And then we have this one, the total number of confirmed cases. How do we get to this end? How reliable is this? And finally, the number of total recovered cases. Well, today you will find out.